The Lord, sorry. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions, who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them walking along on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the good news to every creature." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So now, as we come to the end of Easter week, most Scripture scholars, this is a bit at the end of the Gospel of Mark, and most Scripture scholars are almost certain this was not written by Mark himself, but was added on at the end of Mark's Gospel, because he finished at the empty tomb. And so this was added on, taken from the other accounts of Jesus rising from the dead. Now, the important thing, I think, in the Gospel this morning, and I found it very encouraging to myself, because I don't think it's possible to believe everything we hear. I don't think it's possible to believe in God and Jesus rising, that Jesus being raised from the dead. We have to have faith. And why I find it encouraging is that there's nothing wrong, because some people worry, there's nothing wrong with questioning our faith at times. It's a good thing. And there's nothing wrong, and don't worry if you have doubts. That's normal, because you go back to the Gospel, and especially to the Gospel this morning. These were the very people that trusted in Jesus, knew him well, knew that he never said anything that didn't come true. And yet they had great difficulty in believing. When Mary and when the women came, they said, he's not there. They immediately thought somebody has stolen the body. They were not prepared to accept what he had told them many times. After 3 days, I will rise. They had great difficulty. So why are we surprised 2,000 years later if we too have doubts at times about our faith? That's normal, that's natural. And we need to have doubts so that we ask questions. And there's nothing wrong. People very often feel it's wrong to ask questions or even to have doubts. It's not a sin. It's just normal. It's good. It's good. So don't worry. So don't worry about that. It's important that we, you know, realize that and say, and it's important, I feel, for me to say that to you. I mean, you might look at somebody like me and say, well, you probably never have any doubts about your faith. Of course I do. I'm human too. Of course I do. And you know, sometimes we wonder, is there really a life after here? Can we believe in everything that we hear? That's normal. But then we go on trusting and believing and asking God to increase our faith. And it's through overcoming doubts and questions that our faith is strengthened. That's how we acquire strength and in the end more faith.